Disney.
Hey, some salsa, some mambo music. Well, and I had a mojito.
Oh,
three last night.
Yeah.
Feeling very human. You're listening to the Computer Corner. It's hour number two of helping you with your computers. You know, we haven't talked much about our theme, which is genealogy.
Correct. No.
If you have any interest in researching your family tree, we've got a bunch of resources posted on our website and getting more as people email us in and say, hey, you forgot this one. At datadoctors.com, just click on the radio show banner there, or any of the links that say radio show, and you'll see all of this week's resources, as well as stuff we talked about in previous weeks.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of email about something we talked about last week about securely erasing data whenever you want to, say, donate your computer or give it to somebody else. Instead of using the delete command, which basically removes it so you can't see it, but the data is actually still there.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it very easy, especially for people like us, to get it back. This program, it's a free download. It's called Eraser, for all of you that wrote in. Eraser, E-R-A-S-E-R, Eraser. If you just look, it's some individual that put this together. He's got some weird URL, so I can't give you the website address. But if you just go to Google and type in Eraser, and then puts behind that software, you'll find a link to this free download.
Mm-hmm.
Or we'll, I think we did it in last week's, but we'll follow it up again because people keep asking.
Give you the link.
If you're not a subscriber to our newsletter, subscribe now while we're on the air, because after we get off the air, we compile some notes from the show and send them up as a follow-up. So if you missed any of the resources or you're driving around or whatever, it doesn't matter. You can still get the resources we're talking about. And, of course, you'll also get our tips, like last night's newsletter, yesterday's newsletter. You get healthy computing tips, how to resize your recycle bin to save your disk space. A very, very important story about Microsoft is creating toilets that are online. You go sit in a JSON, it's got a web-enabled interface.
On the inside and outside. So if you're waiting in line, you can also surf the web.
It's just
very
wrong.
Interesting.
Just wrong. And all of today's show topics, so check that out. Eraser is the name of the program for all of you asking, what the heck was that?
And it doesn't delete it. It actually scrubs over that data.
It does a military-grade delete.
Yeah,
yeah,
so it's great.
Yeah, what happens after you install it, it'll actually add something to your operating system so that whenever you right-click on a file like you normally would, when you right-click on it, generally you'll see a delete option. It's going to add one called erase. Delete will just delete, and basically what it does, it takes the first character out the file name so Windows won't see it. As a default, but the data is actually still there.
Yeah.
What Eraser does, it actually goes over that segment of the hard drive and erases it, scrubs it clean so that there's no way. It's military-grade security, basically, at that point. You're never going to get that file back.
Yep.
Really good if you're going to be donating your computer or selling it or doing anything like that. So, all right, let's see if we can help Marty in Phoenix. He's got a computer that is possessed, I believe. Marty, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
Tell us what ails you there.
Every time the computer screen, you get the connect sign to go into the internet, and if you right click on the little X up on top, it goes away, but it keeps coming back. You got to do that four times, and it goes away for 5 to 6 minutes, and then it comes back, and you got to do it four times again.
So this is just constantly happening with you,
right?
Yeah. Well, you definitely have something in your system. Obviously, it's trying to reach out and touch someone. You probably want to stop that. Here are the possibilities. There's a whole bunch of possibilities. One, you could be infected with any number of the 63,000 viruses that are out there that are self-replicating. They call them worms because they actually do their own spreading. And in order to do the spreading, they have to establish an internet connection. So unbeknownst to you, there's something in the background that is saying, I need to be able to connect to the internet, requesting it from Windows, and that's why you're getting that pop-up screen. You can also have, do you have an antivirus program in your system?
Yeah.
Okay. It will automatically try to do updates by default. It's called Live Update. Have you checked that to see if it's scheduled to do an update?
It does that on Fridays.
Okay, well, but if it didn't do it whenever it was scheduled to do it,
uh-huh.
It keeps trying afterwards, saying, hey, I missed my appointment.
I need to get on
And it
on
keeps
there.
Trying. There's another possibility that you have a whole bunch of what we call adware or spyware that's infiltrated your machine. I guarantee you that if you run a program that we recommend called AdAware, that's A-D, second word, aware, A-W-A-R-E, AdAware. You can look at, again, just put it into the search engine, AdAware, and you'll find the links to lots of places where you can download it. It'll actually scour your whole computer and find every single spyware and adware program and allow you to get rid of them.
Uh-huh.
So those are the main three areas. You have something you purposely installed, like an antivirus program that's trying to update. Two, you're infected with some kind of worm that's trying to self-replicate. Three, you've got some kind of adware or spyware that's in there.
Okay.
So run that adware program about once a month, and it'll find all the new stuff. Because as you mill around on the internet and you download certain files or install new programs, they secretly, because you didn't read the user license, the end user licensing agreement, usually a long line of text that says we're going to do this, and you give us the rights to do all this, and you're basically saying, "Come on in." Then adware will quickly locate that stuff and get it back out of your system.
Clean it up for you.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right, Marty, good luck.
Thanks.
And, of course, in the follow-up newsletter, we'll have a link to the AdAware website, so
Correct.
You can download that if you haven't tried it. And they've got a new version. If you've been using it for a while, they've got a new version that does even more stuff, so check all that stuff out. You know what? Let's do our Geek Speak of the Week, and then we're going to get to George, who's got a very common problem with computers that reboot, I believe.
Yeah.
It's a fairly common problem that... your computer's just sitting there, and all of a sudden it reboots, and apparently it's becoming such a problem there that...
You can't get anything done.
Well, the home apparently is starting to fall apart, so we're going to help Marty out here in a second. But first, we're going to do our Geek Speak of the Week. Every week we try to bring you a little term, a little something that will help you understand the technology world a little better. And so this week's Geek Speak of the Week... works with our theme. It's ego surfing.
Yes.
Ego surfing.
It's perfect for the theme because you're looking up. But what it basically is when you're scouring the internet for the internet's archives and search engines for mentions of your own name or your business name. But let's say genealogy, you can actually put your last name into a Google search engine, and it'll pull up all records of your last name. So
It'll pull up any website that has your name
that's
been listed in the search engines. And what's interesting about that from a genealogy standpoint, you'll start to find lots of other folks that are into genealogy that have posted websites specific to your surname.
Yeah.
May have nothing to do with your particular ancestry or your family tree, but sometimes it does.
Yeah, and so then it's all done for you.
If you're looking for that shortcut or you want to join in on somebody else that's researching your surname, ego surfing, and a lot of people, the reason they call it ego surfing is you want to see, hey, what are people saying about me on the internet? Hey, what?
I always catch you doing that.
Yeah. No, I wasn't smart enough to actually go out and get my own, my vanity domain.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't thinking.
You should do it before someone else gets it.
Well, some real estate guy on the East Coast or something has...
your name?
Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
Even your middle initial?
Well, I don't use that.
Yeah, so... Oh, well.
So anyway, ego surfing, check that out. And it's actually not a bad thing to do if you're just, you know, interested to see. And
see what's going on. Other people named?
A lot of times it has nothing to do with you, but you can see other people with your exact same name. And our free download of the week from WebAttack also deals with genealogy.
Yeah.
Tell them about that, Michael.
It's actually a compiled collection of genealogy links that puts more than 750 links together on your desktop. It's a small little database, and you can just click through it, and it'll show you different sites to go through. The name of it is GenFinder, and it's very helpful for people who are beginning or, you know, veterans of it, because they can actually click throughout here and gives you so many resources.
Tons and tons of resources
on
your desktop. So check that out as well. You can see both of those items at our website, datadoctors.com. Simply click on the computer corner or radio section, and you'll see all of today's offerings. And, of course, if you're a newsletter subscriber, you would have gotten this information last evening. Actually, Thursday night.
Yeah, we're sending it out earlier now so they have time to overview it.
And all of you that were complaining about our light blue background and dark blue letters, we fixed that in the newsletter, so...
And the links at the bottom were apparently going to the wrong. Now
right. We don't care.
Yeah.
All right, to the break, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. George, hang tight here. Your rebooting question, your whole family falling apart. We're going to take care of it as soon as we come back. George's got a computer that's rebooting. You're listening to the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Mike Hell, Valdivia, back after this.